Shabbat, everyone. I think officially this is the shiur to prepare yourself for Chanukah. Now you know the last day of Chanukah is called Zois Chanukah. Zois means this is Chanukah. So I think maybe the reason why it's called this is Chanukah, because if you prepare yourself properly for Chanukah, you have to be able to go back in the end and say, this is the Chanukah that I wanted to have. But for that you have to try and prepare yourself. The Gemara says in Megillah, that they were 48 Nevi'im in history and 7 Nevi'os, 48 male, 7 female. The only thing, they didn't take anything off the Torah, they didn't add anything. The only thing that they added, all these Nevi'im, right, is the mitzvah of Mikro Megillah. So Rashi asks, what about Chanukah? So Rashi says, the Nevi'im already finished. They stopped. It was after the Kufa of the Nevi'im. So the Mashal writes, it doesn't mean that because of the Nevi'im stopped, were not there, so that's why they had the Chachomim would have the Rishus, the ability to add. It doesn't make sense that the Chachomim have more Rishus than the Nevi'im. So he says, it must be that by Ner Chanukah, the Chachomim who instituted Chanukah, they must have found some kind of remes in the Torah. And it's like you find in the Midrashos, and that's it. So the Mashal is telling us that the Chag of Chanukah, the Chachomim could also only have instituted it because they must have found a remes in the Torah. So which means that the Chanukah is a Chag of remes. Now, what is remes exactly? So recently I found, you know there's parades, pshat, drash, remes and study. What's what? So I saw the Goyim says, it's very simple. There's two parts. There's a revealed part of the Torah, and there's a hidden part of the Torah. The revealed part of the Torah has a revealed part called the pshat, and the not revealed part called the drash. The hidden part of the Torah has a revealed part called remes, and the hidden part called story. So remes be'etzem is the hidden part of the Torah. Just so it's the one that we as normal mortals can see or understand. So I think the first thing we need to do is to find a remes in the Torah for Chanukah. Otherwise we're not starting. So I found a few interesting remozim. You might have heard some of them, some might have not. If you open up your Chumash, Chumash from Shetel on page 3, which is the first page, Parshas Bereishis. Everyone open up your Chumash and start counting from Bereshis Bor Elokim 25. Words. Bereshis Bor Elokim Esa Shomayim, that's 5. Esa Orez Oysa Hosoyu. So the 25th word is Oyu. I think that's already a good start to see that the Torah is showing us that there's something coming up with light. We want to go a bit further. You know also that the Sforim are full, that the word Bereishis in itself contains the whole Torah. There's a sefer called Igre de Kalo, that's about 300, 400 things that he, things in the Torah which he puts in the word Bereishis. So he has two for Chanukah. It's not in the order of the letters, but it has all the six letters of the word Bereishis, and it goes like this: Yeshua Rabo Tihyeh Bizman Sheyimloich Antiochus, or Yeshua Rabo Tihyeh Sheyinatzchu Bnei Aharon. Those are the two, and then I found another one, which is B'mei Rishas Yivonim Tadliku Shmoine Oyros. Those are three of just to see how it's hinted already in the first word itself. Okay, the second one I think is amazing. So if you open up your Chumash to page 306. 306, as far as Emor, you heard this read in the Torah many times. 306, it starts the Parshas HaMoyadim. Every Yom Tov we read this. So it starts off with Perek Chof Gimel. The first part is Shabbos, follows Pesach. Then at the bottom of the page is the Oymel. On the next page you see Vosfarat Lochem. On page 307, that's Firas Oymel. You turn the page to 308. So on the top you have by Chamishi is Rosh Hashanah, Bechodesh Hashvi'i Ve'echad Bechodesh. Then you have Yom Kippur. That's some a bit like a third down of that page. By the way, this is in order of the way it comes in the season. And then at the bottom of page 308 you have the Chamishi Asayoyim, that's Sukkis, Chag. And you see in the next page, 309, you see about Priyat Hodo, you see about Lulav. And then towards the end, just before Shvi'i, Basukkah Teish Vashivas Yomim. And then the last pasuk just before Shvi'i is the famous pasuk that we say by Kiddush on Yom Tov. Vayidaber Moshe es Marade Hashem el Bnei Yisrael. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael. Finished all the Chagim. What's the next? Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Leimor. Tzav es Bnei Yisrael Veyikcho Elecho Shemen Zayis Loch. Now this, if you know anything about Chumash, has no reason to be here in Emor. Right? We're making this, the Shemen Zayis and the Menorah is being discussed in Sefer Shmos. Right? All the things. Has no other reason to be here rather than to hint to Chanukah, obviously. And after all the Noyadim, they add Shemen Zayis Zot. To top it up a bit, this one, I will tell you that if you take the words stay there in the Pasuk, and the Pasuk starts Chavdalet Aleph, right? The first Pasuk after the Shvi, by Dabar Hashem and Moshe Leimor, Tzav es Bnei Yisroel Veyikru Elech Hashem and Zayzoch, right? So it says Tzav Bnei Yisroel. So the gematria of the words Tzav es Bnei Yisroel is the same gematria as Bimei Matisyo Ben Yochanan. You can try it. It's 1099 or 1100 with the Kohelin. It's 1100. You can check it. Once again, if you want to write it down, Tzav es Bnei Yisroel. V'yikro lech Hashem el Zayzov. So it's as if it reads, Bimei Matisyo Ben Yochanan. V'yikro lech Hashem el Zayzov. Right? If you can replace those words, Tzav es Bnei Yisroel with Bimei Matisyo Ben Yochanan, so the post reads, Bimei Matisyo Ben Yochanan, V'yikro lech Hashem el Zayzov. I think you can't get any better remez than that. And if you want to continue, so in that same pasuk, the end of that same pasuk, it's pasuk based, that's Lahalois Neir Tomit. Right? You should always burn a constant candle. And Lahalois Neir Tomit is singular. If you go to the end of this page, pasuk of Dalit, Allah Menoiro had Tehoiro, which obviously is also already hinting to Chanukah that the Menoiro had to be Tehoiro, Yaroich es Haneirois, Lifnei Hashem Tomit. It's very, very similar, just it says, Lashon Rabin. Why? Because it's telling us we start off with one, right, in the beginning, first day of Chanukah is the one, and then we go up until there's many, many meiros, which is the number 8. And some people want to say, that's basically it. True. And some people want to say this as an answer to the famous question of the Beis Yosef, which I'm not going to discuss today. You know the question is, it should be 7 days and not 8 days. So they say it's a hekish Chanukah to Sukkis. What's the last thing before? What's the last pasuk before this? It's Sukkis, which has 8 days. So Memela, we learn from Sukkis is 8 days. So this is also 8 days. We'll come back to it. There's a little twist over there, which you might use soonish. Now, it's the first pasuk says the is Neir Tomit first, and then it says the Sanerois to tell you that it's starts off. Now, what? Yeah, it says twice Tomit. Okay. In any case, shall we go to number 3? Turn to Parshas Masei, which is page 424. Now, this one, I'm going to allow only the Bar Kriya to do. Like even, okay, because otherwise it's going to take too long. This passage talks about the Masois, all the travels, 42 stops that they had between Mitzrayim and Eretz Yisroel, 42 of them. Start counting, tell me which one is 25.
25. If you want help with for me, I can help you. It's Ramses to Sukkos to Esom. I don't want to spend too much time on it because I have lots to say and very little time. I can tell you where you're going to end up. You're going to end up in Pasuk Chof Tes. In Pasuk Chof Tes, Vayisu Mimos Mamisko Vayachanu B'Chashmoyna. Vayachanu B'Chashmoyna. You get better than that? Not in the New Testament, let's put it that way. I'm not going to find that there. Okay?
ויחנו בחשמוינו, ויחנו, חנו, כוח, right? חנו, חשמוינו. I just add a little thing. I was wondering how come I didn't find anyone explaining the word chashmoinoi. The Rishonim are very busy. What does this word mean? They say it's chashivus. I don't know why no one says that chashmoinoi has both the word shemen and the word shmoino in it. So it should be quite obvious why they call the chashmoinoi, but I guess it's a coincidence. Okay, another one, right? Another one we're going to be reading on Monday morning. So we go back a little bit to page end of Nosoi, which is page 355. Right, we're all familiar that on Chanukah we read these Tzukim. We read the Korbanos of the Nisim. Right, the Korbanos of the Nisim. Now, you're also aware that these Korbanos of the Nisim were brought to the beginning of Misa. From the first Misa, some have a minhag like that to read everyone one of those. So why are we reading this on Chanukah? So Chazal tells us, I think it's a Medrash, that really the Mishkan was ready on the 21st of Misa. It's right on 25th, and that's when all the work was done. That's what you also wanted, because the Avos were born in Chodesh Nisan, you wanted to have a special schus of Chodesh Nisan, so it was postponed till Chodesh Nisan to actually do the Chanukas HaMishkan. But intrinsically, the Chanukas HaMishkan is on the 25th of Kislev. And that's why we read this on Chanukah. Okay? That's the Chanukas HaMishkan. So it's supposed to be 25. It was pushed off. And the Bible says, really? Okay, so it says, Zois Chanukas HaMizbeach. That's the whole thing. The Pasuk Pei Dalet, the last narrow line. Zois Chanukas HaMizbeach. And then you turn the page. You see, you come to the end of all these Chanukas HaMizbeach. And what's the next Pasuk? On the first one on page 357. What's that? Why is that over here suddenly? So obviously, what is the Torah telling us? That these two things go together. That Chanukas HaNesim is going to be read when? On Baalois HaSaneiros, on Chanukah. Because really, that's when the Mishkan was ready. It's very important to remember, because I'm going to use this later on. Okay, so that's another one. And you know that the over here in Baalois was the famous Ramban, that Aaron HaKohen was upset, and that's Chanukah. Obviously, so you see that Chanukah is basically connected to this. And one last one is, if you go back to page 355, on the last narrow line, you see the word Zois Chanukas HaMizbeach. Zois Chanukas HaMizbeach. If you do the gematria of Zois Chanukas HaMizbeach, you'll get to the same gematria as Zois Yeh B'mei Chashmani. Zois Chanukas HaMizbeach, Zois Yeh B'mei Chashmani. The next words are B'yoim Himoshach Oisoi Me'eis. Es gematria Chanukah B'yoim Esrim B'chamisha B'kislev. These two gematrias belong to the Rekeach, is one of the Rishonim. The second one was Beyoim, the next the words 4, 5, 6, and 7. Beyoim Himoshach Oisoy Me'eis, Gematria Chanukah Beyoim Esrim Chamisho B'Kislev. Okay? That's the remez to Chanukah, Rabbi Yisrael. Plenty of remozim. Okay, should we go a step further? That was step one. Step two, there's a Yerushalmi. which you're all familiar with. The Rashi says basically, I believe in the name of Rabbi Gzeiro, that Lamed Vav Shoes Shimsho Ha'oiro Shenibres B'Yom Rishon. Kodesh Baruch Hu was Boyred Oir, like we saw by Yom Elokim Yoir, which was the 25th word. He created light on the first day. I'm sure you're all familiar with the question that he created the sun on Wednesday. So this light is obviously not a regular light. This is a special light, which the Rishonim says only was used for 36 hours. Right? Famous. Which 36 hours? The Friday day, then the night of Friday night, and Shabbos. Right? 24 hours of Shabbos, and the 12 hours of daytime of Friday. Really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to take it away already on Friday, because the Adam HaRishon had sinned. Okay? But, because of the Kovet Shabbos, he left it on. Can't take it away for Shabbos. It was on for Shabbos for 36 hours. Now, really, it burned the whole week. So why are the Chazal calling it 36 hours? Because it was only used 36 hours. Because only those 36 hours was the humans to actually absorb it, use it, whatever you want to call this. Right? So, and it says that the Magician could see from one side of the world to the other side with this special light. The Medrash adds that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw the Dora Mabul coming up, the Dora Flogo. He says, this is not the people who should be enjoying my special oil. And he went and he put it away for the Tzadikim Lossi Lover. The Medrash a little bit earlier says that he already put it away on Wednesday. That's why he created the sun and the earth. That's another Medrash in a different place. But, and it says over there, where was he going? Is it? Where did he put it? He put it in the Gan Eden. And Adam was there, and he used it, and he messed up there as well, so it was taken away from the Gan Eden, and it's gone all the way. Now, where did he put it after that? So there, you already have to go to the Zoya. The Zoya says, Mufuris at the Oir HaGonuz, which is called, this is the special light called the Oir HaGonuz, he hid it in the Torah HaKdosha. That's where you can find the Oir HaGonuz. The Goyim brings it in, whatever, in the Sifrei Kabbalah, you'll see this all over the place. Okay, everyone familiar with the Goyim HaGonuz 36 hours? Okay. Comes the Rokeach, one of the Rishonim. He lived more than 500 years ago. There's a Migarmizo. And he writes like this. Umadlikim b'chanuk lamed vav neiros. On Chanukah we light 36 neiros. If he b'chanukah ha'alem, v'yitan oisem elokim b'rikiah ha'shomayim l'ho'oyim. And this light was nishtamesh for 36 hours. And when these hours are finished, the world became dark, which is Moitzei Shabbos. That's what the Gemara says. He started playing with the stones, and he created the fire. That's why we make Boira Moiro Esh. But in any case, he says that the same thing happens with us. We had the Beis Hamikdash, and then we were in the Choshech of the Golus. Choshech is Golus. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them out of this Golus with the Nes of Chanukah. That's why we light 36 Neiros. So the Chanukah light, says the Rokeach, is representing the 36 hours of the Oir HaGonuz, which means in this light of the Neir Chanukah, we need to see some kind of part of the Oir HaGonuz. Okay, now he says something amazing, which we don't have time to check, but I checked it. He says that if you check the word, how many times in the Torah does it say Oir, or Ma'oirois, or Neirois? These three words, obviously, 36 times. Now, if you look at exactly how he does the cheshbon, I couldn't work it out. But if you want me, I can show you how I worked it out. There's 36 of them. Guess, out of those 36, how many times does it say Neirois?
8.
It says 8 times Neirois in the Torah. So it's all obvious, right? We have 36 Oir, because in the Torah we have the Oir HaGonuz, which is the Oir that was really celebrating over here in Chanukah. But we are doing it in 8 Neirois. It says 8 times Neirois in the Torah. Good? Okay. Oh, then he says a very interesting remes, which needs a bit of background information. There's a sefer called Sefer HaTagim. Any seferim over here? The Sefer HaTagin. The Sefer HaTagin is some kind of manuscript that they found in Paris, and some of the Rishonim have verified it. This is a Sefer which had the Tagin and the little crowns on the letters, right? And it says over there that this was taken from the stones which Yeshua put in the entrance of Eretz Yisrael, the stones with the Torah. That's where they had taken down this book. And it's a short little book, and it says exactly which letter has how many tagim. In regular, we in our Sefer Torah, all the letters with tagim have three. But here it says over there that he brings a list of all the words which need four. So he says the first one, there's all, in total, he says over there is I said the number over there, how many in total they are. And he says the first one which gets a four crown is the test of Kitoiv. That test has four crowns. That's what it says on Sefer HaTagin. So if you make a very simple judgment, four tagin times test is how much is test? 9. 4 times 9 is 36. Now here's a nice twist. So which are the letters left in the word Toiv? After we've used that test for 4 times 9, we're left with a Vav at 6 and a Beis. That's 8 days. Now why are the 8 days 6 and 2? So the answer is, and here I'm coming back to what I alluded to before, that there's a Maril on the Rishonim, and it's brought I think in the Magen Avraham also, that there's a certain minhag that they don't, about not doing malachas. I was supposed to talk about that on Friday night. Not doing malachas, different kind of minhag, and we have the minhag only doing the Chanukah lights. The Maril brings a shita that the first day and the last day of Chanukah, no one did any work for the whole day. That's what Maril brings. Where does this come from? So some want to say because it's compared to Sukkot. Right? We learned the 8 days from Sukkot. So just like Sukkot had the beginning and the end, a non-melacha day, so also here, obviously it's not the same non-melacha. You can do everything but the hard, the homework. But there's such an idea of the memela, that's the vav and the base. We have the 6 regular Chanukah days, and we have the 2 special Chanukah days, that's tes, vav, and base. Okay. Weiter. So, what comes out is that the 36 neiros that we're going to light, right? 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4 plus 8 is 36, is connected to the 36 shores of the Oiragonus, which means that every one of these neiros is a little bit of Oiragonus, obviously. And this Oiragonus is hidden in the Torah. Right, so the neighbors of Chanukah have a special shefa of Torah. Right, so much so that the Hasidim, and I come back to this in a second, have a minhag to sit by the neighbors Chanukah for half an hour and watch the neighbors Chanukah. I was in Yeshiva Tana with Hasidim Shavuot. They would sit there for half an hour staring at the neighbors. You couldn't distract them. It's very, very big by the Hasidim, which is obviously based on this. Because this is a tzinor of Torah. That's what Chanukah is about. Because it has to counteract the choshech of Yovan. Right? The choshech of Yovan is darkness, is shallowness, like I spoke on Friday night. And the Torah is just the opposite. Now, so we're talking about the Oir HaGonus, which during the whole year, you can't see it at all. We're only going to get it in Oir HaMakor. But on Chanukah, we get a little glimpse. Which means it's not Gonus, means it's completely put away. Right? On Chanukah, it's not completely put away, it's covered. Right? That's probably why it's called Kislev. Kislev means lechasot. Right? The chaf and the samach is lechasot from covered. Lev is lamed vav, 36. So Kislev is the month where in the lamed vav hours, the lamed vav neiros of the Oiragonus is only covered, but it's not completely gonus. That's the word Kislev. Okay. Now, if the Lamed Vav Neiros is the Oiragonus, and the Oiragonus is in the Torah, so the Torah must be 36. Where is the Torah said 36? Very simple. How many Masechtos do we have Gemara on? 36. You can count it. There's 36 Gemaras, not Mishnais. Mishnais we have 60. But Gemara we have 36. Count it. Obviously, because that's the 36 manifestations of the Eragonus. Okay, we'll come back to it soon, that the whole idea of Menorah and Shemen Zayis on themselves all represent Torah, and I'm going to give you a few examples. But let's first concentrate on this thing. As I said, the Medrash said, the famous Medrash B'choshech, Apnei Sahayim B'choshech, is Golus Yavon. And how are we going to take this away? What did Yavon want to do? What are we going to say? That's the first thing, the main thing that they want to do. So Hashkichom Teirosecho, you take the word Shikcho, and the word Chashecho is the same letters, obviously. Because Shikcho is the Torah and Chashecho is the same. So they wanted us to forget the Torah. That's why they called Choshech. And the Torah is Oil, right? That you all know. How do we know the Torah? The Oil is Torah. First of all, because it says in the Pasuk, in Eir Mitzvah, the Torah Oil. But if that's not good enough for you, there's another passage which we sing on Purim. We said it tonight actually. La'ihudim ha'isa oiro v'simcha v'sasa and v'ka, says the Gemara Megillah, la'ihudim ha'isa oiro zu toiro. And the rest is tefillin and mila and all that. So oiro is a toiro. Right? So if you take the words la'ihudim ha'isa oiro, and you take the first three letters, lamed and hey and aleph, is 36, obviously. Right? Le'udim is 36. And if you go to the Balaturim, on that pasuk, Vayar Elokim es ha'oir kitoiv, says the Balaturim, es ha'oir is gematria batoiro. Because that oir, we're talking about oir akonus, where is it? Batoiro. How much is es ha'oir and batoiro? 613 tarag mitzvahs. Okay, so far so good. Okay. The Mogen Avraham says there's different nuschos, but the Mogen Avraham paskins that the nusach of Hanegos Halolu, which is the special nusach that we're supposed to say as we're lighting the Hanukkah lights, has how many words in it? 36. That's without the words Hanegos Halolu. So it's Hanegos Halolu, 36. That's basically what we're saying, right? And the words Haneiros, these two words Haneiros Alolu, have how much letters? 8. So Haneiros Alolu of the 8 days of Hanukkah, which we light on the Chesed of Hanukkah, are 36 words with 36 lights, which are the Haneiros that were lit, were candling, and that's why we're doing it. Okay. So far was Hanukkah. It's good. Should we continue, or we need to go home?
Can we sleep?
I can put you to sleep, that's for sure. I'm very good at that. Okay, we'll go a little bit deeper. Moshe Rabbeinu, in the end of his life, gave Musa to Klal Yisrael, right? It says in the Pasuk, the beginning of the one, if you want, you can look it up, I can tell you the page number. But he, or you can take my word for it, it's Pasuk, it's page 432. It says, "Eile hadvarim asher diber Moshe el kol Yisrael." These are the words. How much is Eile? 36. So 36 dvarim asher diber Moshe. Okay, when did he start? Pasuk Beis. No, Pasuk Gimel. Vayi ba'avoyim shono ve'ashter oso chodesh ve'echot la'chodesh. When is that? The first of Ashti also Chodesh, the 11th month, the first of the 11th month. Which is the 11th month? Chodesh Shvat. Right? This is Yosef on Tammuz of Elul. The first of Shvat, he started giving this final Musa, the final teaching of the Torah. When did he stop? When he died on Zayin Adar. How many days is between the Chodesh Shvat and Zayin Adar? 36. Okay. Okay, another twist. How many parashas are there in the Torah of Yisrael? So the answer is Gan. That Gan Eden, 53. How many of those 53 parashas have mitzvahs in them? Let's say, for example, this morning we read Vayeshev, And next we're going to read Mikra. There's no mitzvahs in there. How many out of the 53 parshas have mitzvahs in it?
36.
Obviously. What? Yeah, you're quick. You must be good at math or something. So Moshe Rabbeinu was giving them Musa for 36 days, each day one parsha. Be careful with the mitzvahs which are written in those 36 days, each one mitzvahs of that day. Or you could say, every day he taught them one Masechta. Okay? Meaning, you have either the 36 in the Perush Baal Peh, or you have the 36 in the Perush Bichtav. Either way, it fits the 36 days for the 36 parshas and... it's a good question. It's a good question. It's included. Right? So I think the best possible to say about this is Ashrei Ha'om Shekocho Loi. Loi is Gematria 36. And how much is Shekocho? The same Gematria as Moshe. So Ashrei Ha'om Moshe gave them 36. Ashrei Ha'om Shekocho Loi. Okay. Next. The Maril. One of the Rishonim with most Yekeshim and Hogim are based on the Maril. So the Maril says, but we have a minhag, they put on shamoshim, right? Put in shamoshim, because you're not allowed to use the regular shamoshim, so you put in the shamosh. There's a din that you should put them in the shamosh higher up, right? Shouldn't be in the same level as all the others, otherwise they don't show it's not a shamosh, right? So you put them a little bit higher up. Says the Maril, why do we know this? From what's the remis to it? There's a famous pasuk called Srofim Oimdim Mimal Loi. The simple translation is Srofim as a type of malachim. Oimdim mimalo, they stand on top of the other malachim, I think it is. But Srofim here means Soref, the shamoshim which burn the wick of the thing. Oimdim mimalo, loi is 36. On top of the 36, you have the other ones. Right? So that's in order to remember that there's a shamash. Right, like it says, "Vayizrach Loi Hashemesh." Loi is 36. Hashamesh, Hashamesh. Who's going to be Zereach? The 36. Hashamesh is the the Kavayosho takes it in a different direction, and he says that Srofim Oimdim Imaloi. That we know that from every mitzvah, Malachim get created. So he says the ones who come up from the Lamed Vav Neiros, Srofim Oimdim Imaloi, is very very high, strong. Koiches Malachim who come up for the loy for the 30 lamed vav is always the 36 thing. Now again, we spoke about darkness and light, right? So when does the darkness start? In the evening, right? How does it call an evening in Hebrew? Erev, right? And when does the light start? Boiker. Take the gematria of Erev, it's 272. Add 36 candles, 272 plus 36 is 308. How much is the gematria of Boiker? 308. Because you take the darkness, you add 36 candles, you get to Boiker, you get to the Gula, you get to the light of okay. It says in the Pasuk, this is crazy in my opinion, famous Pasuk, we say it at least once a day, Ki bochar Hashem b'tzion, because Bochar chose Tzion, Ivo l'moish avloi. Say it just before Asher. Ivo, he is a taiva, because Bochar is a taiva, that Tzion should be moish avloi, should be a moish for him. Again, we have the word loi, which is 36. What does it mean, he wants 36? So, the Chasam Sofer, in one of his drashas, he says that why is it that on Sukkot we do the Nanuim, right? How many Nanuim do we do really? So we do six direction. We do six direction, right? Four and two up, right? And each one we do three Halachos and three Avos, right? That's six.
three times like this or three times
like that. The real way of doing it is that you do a for the aloha and the havur. So six times six, you have six directions, and six each direction, six nanuim, six times six is baruch 36. Now what's that got to do with it? So he says, because that's keneged the Yerushalayim, Rosid Lovoy. It says in the Pasuk in Yechezkel, the way Rashi interprets it, that the Harabais, the Beis HaMikdash, Ashlishi, will be 3,000 by 3,000 Amo. Right? 3,000 by 3,000 Amo, which is how much square? 9 million square Amo. 3,000 times 3,000. Right? How much was the first and the second Beis HaMikdash? Says the Mishnah in Midos, it was 500, the Harabais was 500 by 500, which is 25,000. How much does 25,000 go into 900,000? Baruch 36. Which means that the Beis HaMikdash, Havoah Shlishi, Sheibonah B'mheiro, is going to be 36 times the size of the second Beis HaMikdash. And that's Chat Ivo Le Moisha Loi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the Moisha, which is Loi, which is 36 times bigger than the ones that we lost. Okay. Want another crazy one? Let's go to the Chumash and open up the page 124. Oh, better even the last line of 123. The last line in 123 says that Yaakov finished giving a tzavor to his children, writing a will, whatever that's called. He put his legs into the bed, and he, what we call, passed away. Right? Does not say the word Misa. Rashi points out already from the Gemara Taimis, right? That Yaakov Avinu lo mit. But they did go through the motions like a regular thing. So you look in the next page, 124, you turn the page. Vayimru lo yarboim yoim, kikein yimru yimea chanutim. I'm talking across the Gimel, line 3. Okay, so Rashi speaks out that the Shivim Yoim is a combination of the 30 days, the 40 days of Chanoto. How do you say Chanoto in English? The special embalmment took 40 days, and then 30 days of Avelus. Another part of why did Avelus before the Kvura, but 40 plus 30 is 70 days. So it's 70 days between the Kvura and between the Misa and the Kvura. When was Rav Yaakov Avinu Nifta? So, in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah is a machlokes where it was Nisan and Tishrei. Part is before like Rabbi Shua that it's in Tishrei. According to the Shita that it was in Tishrei, which day in Tishrei? So there's a Chasam Seifa, and I saw Chaim Kanevsky bring from a Tziyuni. Not a Tziyuni, a Tziyuni, I think on the Bishrei in the Torah. It's not so well known, but that's what Chaim brings, that he was Nifta on the first day of Sukkot. Makes sense, that's of all of the going to the sheet, I think it's obviously he was born and he was Nifter. So he was born, he was Nifter on the first day of Sukkot on Tes Vav Tishrei. How much, when is, which date is 70 days later, which is the Kvura of the. I'll make the Chazan Kvura easily, it's Chof Hei Tis. It's first day of Hanukkah. Now what's that got to do with it? It got to do with it because it says over here in the Pasuk, in Pasuk used on the page 124, it says there was a heavy machane. There were lots of people by this Levaya. So it says in Pasuk used by Yavoyu at Goyren Ha'otol. Goyren is like a round place where they store wheat and stuff, and Otol are Kotzim. How do you say Kotzim in English? Thorns. So Chazal already asked, what do you mean a goyren of thorns? You make a goyren of wheat, of barley. So Rashi speaks out from Gemara and Saito that it's talking about that the Malchik Knan and the Nesiyah Yishmoel, meaning all the leaders of the G7 at the time came to this levaya, and Ro Kisroy Shel Yosef Tolu Ba'Aron Shel Yaakov. Yosef Tzadik had put his kesser on the Aron of Yaakov, so they all went and they put the ksorim around him. Right? That's what it says in the Gemara in Soita. Yud Gimel Amid Aleph. ולמד שיקיפו אקסורים לרונת של יעקב בגוירן זה שמקיפן לו אותות שבואו בני עשר ובני שמואל ובני קטורו. They really came למלחומו, says the Gemara, they really came to fight, but they somehow got the cold feet and they put their crowns on, meaning, okay, says the Gebraise, how many crowns were there, Tane? Gebraise and Simon Soita. Shloisho vishisho aksorim, Gemara says it was over there. Okay, so on the first day of Hanukkah, the 36 kings of the United Nations, putting their crown on the bed of Yaakov Avinu. 36 crowns on first day of Hanukkah. If you want to argue, there's over there, there's another 7 days written in the Pasuk. So some say the 7 days were before. It says over there, another 7 days. So if you want to do 7 days, it'd be Zois Hanukkah. I'm fine with that as well. It says either the first day of Hanukkah or the last day of Hanukkah is 36 crowns. Now you're going to tell me, okay, very nice, there's 36 crowns on Hanukkah. No, you have to take some kind of lesson out of this, right? So there's two ways. One, some of the Mefarshim I found, he takes this into the negative, which means that these ksorim, they call the ksorim de mistoahuso. That's tumor in Aramaic. They were ksorim of tumor, the precious tumor. And they had to give over their kesser of tumor onto the Oren of Yaakov, and which means that all these ksorim, the 36 ksorim of the precious of tumor woman, is batil to Yaakov, which is Yaakov with the Yoshev Olim, is the one who is Toyo. That's what was happening over there. That Yaakov, which was the Midas Emes, right? The Titan Emes, Yaakov Emes is Toyo. That's where they were in this batil, the 36 ksorim of Mesvavusi. And ask me Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik was also wearing an Egyptian crown. It wasn't, even though he was a tzadik, but that crown was also a bad one. So that's the one way. The other, if you want to take it more positively, is that other rabbah that the Torah is 36 mosestes, right? We said the 36 parshas with mitzvahs in it. So other rabbah that even the goyim, each one of them at least had one. When they saw Yaakov Avinu, and he's like Yaakov Avinu Loimeis, and they saw this whole thing, each one was already at least doicha to 1/36 of recognizing what the Torah and what Yaakov Avinu, what all this is about. So each one had the thing together. Yaakov Avinu had the 36. Either way, this way or that way, you can take it however you like. It's a type of Pesum and Yisra, they lit Chanukah candles, basically. That kind of 36 Chanukah candles. Okay, now, as we're coming to a close, just want to share with you a few Chazanim where we see that without all this, the Menoiva, which was in the base of Migdash, which the whole Chanukah is based on, and the Shem and Zayis are both very, very strongly connected with Torah. There's one Gemara, which is Paskin of the Shulchan Aruch, some of us have learned, those of us over here who learned Baba Basra, that Rabbi Yitzchok says in Baba Basra, and Shulchan Aruch and the Ramo brings it, that if you want to have more Chachma, you're not understanding the Gemara well enough, you should tilt your head to Doroim when you die. And if you're short of money, you should go to Tzofa. Why? Because in the Beis Hamikdash, the Shulchan, which is the bread, which represents physical wealth, was on the Tzofen side. And the Menoira, which as we're saying is a light, it represents Toira, was on the Dorim. So if you want more of this, tilt your head to the Dorim, tilt your head to the Tzofen. So we see the Menoira is okay. Now this is crazy, I would say. This one is crazy. I don't know if we should do it counting or you want me to count.
It's like my life, okay?
Which one? It might be. What did I say? A different number?
Chafei
Amid Beis.
Right.
That's right. I want to say, listen to this. This is crazy. The Menoira, was 17 and a bit amos tall. Etfachim tall. Almost 18, but 17. call it 18, but it's not really, it's all Rambam 17. It had 9 prachim, 9 flowers. It had 11 kaftorim, these, the what? No, not the cups, the gevim. The gevim was 22, the kaftorim is also like a real round circles. Okay? So we have 17, we have 11 kaftorim, we have 9 prachim, and we have 22 gevim, and we have obviously the 7 kenei hamenoiro. Okay? Listen to this. You open up the chumash in the beginning of Parshas Bereishis, and you count the first pasuk, Bereishis bo Elohim es ha-shamayim es ha-oretz, the 7 words. Right? Which is the 7, obviously the main part of the menoiro. You go to Shmois. Want to count with me, Rabbi Yisrael? Ve'eile Shmois b'nei Yisroel ha'boim b'tzroimo Eis Yaakov ish u'veisoi bo. That's 11, Kenegle the 11 kaftorim. You go to Vayikro. Vayikro and Moshe Vaydaber Hashem Eilo me'oyer moyed le'imor. That's 9. That's Kenegle the 9 prochim. Bamidbol. That's a long one, right? Vaydaber Moshe Vaydaber Hashem and Moshe b'midbar Sina b'roi moed echad l'chodesh hasheni b'shon hasheni t'tzeis and Yisrael lema. I only know this because of my bar mitzvah pasha. And I used to be about 30 years old. So that is obviously 17. Right? That's connected with the thing. And Dvorim, if you can't, you only count Dvorim, always start counting with me. Come on. Eile ha-dvorim asher dibur Moshe kol Yisroel b'ei bar-yad and b'midbar b'arov o'moy suv b'ei foron v'ei toifel b'lovon chaseiros v'dizor. That's 22. That's connected the 22 gvim. Okay. You want to see that the Meloira is Torah and it can connect. Then there's the famous Gemara in Brochus that if you see Shem and Zayis in your dream, Yitzape Lemo'er Torah. That's the Loshman of the Gemara. Because it says, V'ikro Lecho Shem and Zayis Zoch. How do you know it's Mo'er Torah from the word V'ikro Lecho Shem and Zayis Zoch? What's the Raya? Answer is very simple. How much is Zoch? How much is the Gematria of Zoch? Zayin is Chet Chof. What? 27. How many letters does the Jewish Aleph Beis have? 22, right? Who said 22? No, he's right. It's 22. That's right. With the Sofis, Man Chabach is 27. Right? We have a Mem Pshut and a Mem thing. Yeah, good job. We have a Sof over here. 27 letters of Shem and Zai Zoch. That's the Torah. 27 is if you see Shem and Zai Zoch, you'll be Zoiche to the Ma'or of Torah. Okay? Fine. The Gemara says, anyone knows Novi over here? The Gemara says in Menachos, a Mishnah says, where was the Shem and Zayis from in the Beis Hamikdash? Where is the best oil from? So the Mishnah says, Tokoya Alfo La Shemen. Alfo means from Aleph. The best place for the Shemen was Tokoya. There's another whole cheshbon here with the 8 days. Tokoya took 4 days to travel. One of the Pefoshim say, we'll leave that aside. And we'll get to that. The Gemara says over there, the first piece of Gemara says that by Yoyov, wanted to convince David HaMelech to not kill Avshalom. So he made this trick with this lady. He was going to say, what would you do if you upset me? And those who know Novi would know, I don't. So it says over there, Vayishlach Yaakov, Vayishlach Yoyov, Tekoyo, Vayikach Mishom Isho Chachomo. Says the Gemara, why in Tekoyo, Om Rabbi Yochel, Mitoich Shechigilim, Mishem and Zayis, Chachmo Metzuyo Lehen. That's where the Chachmo was, because they had a lot of Shem and Zayis. And obviously you know that if you eat olives, you forget your Torah. And if you drink olive oil, the Gemara says in Horios, "Kesheim shazayis meshakeach limu shel shivim shono, kach shemet zayis meishiv limu shel shivim shono." Which means that shemet zayis is both in havona, ishochachomo, and in zikorim. Shemet zayis, both the previous one was in havona, makes it chochom, and this one brings you back to zikorim, which is both in echus. And in Kamos, the Shem and Zayis has a thing. Now, I mentioned to you before that the Hasidim have this minhag to stare in the thing, right? Hasidim. You know about this minhag? Kamos, Gizan, Hasid. Has to come to my house, you'll see it. In any case, so I found this. One of the, I would say, most literature Gedolim Klal Yisrael ever had was the Netziv. Right? Maskim? Balozhin? Okay, the Netziv writes the following thing at the end of Parshas Nosoi, in the beginning of Baal Oisra, which we saw before, is already connected. So the Netziv says like this. He says, I'm quoting, I think, word for word. Moshe Rogel b'kol yoyim lo v'lo yoyim moed l'toyre shabatve she'ein lo tichlo v'keitz. The last pasuk in Parshas Nosi, if you look it up, is of Moshe Rabbeinu coming into the Mishkan and learning. We don't have time to open it up. You can see the last pasuk in Nosi is of Moshe Rabbeinu is coming to the Mishkan to learn. So he said he would come every day to the Oyel Moed to Torah Shabbat Peh because there's no end. What's the next pasuk? Halos Kesanevos. Says the Netziv. What's the smichus? Shekivan Shah Menoiro. Tachlisto lepilpulo shel Torah. The tachlis of the Menoiro is the pulo shel Torah. Because Torah Shavuksav is not allowed to learn at night. So this is what. So Shaz Chozar Moishe beAtzmoi. It's interesting. In the daytime he would learn the Kodesh Baruch Hu. In the nighttime he would do his Chazor by himself. Now picture the scene. He would go the whole night. He's Chazoring what he's learned the whole day. Where would he go? Inside the Mishkan, inside the Oyel Moed. Why? Because the Menorah was there. It wasn't the only light that had around there. Elamai came because the light of the Menorah is Oyel Torah, is the Oyel Agonus, is Philip Noimach. And probably that's the reason why Hanukkah is the only mitzvah where there's a Birkas HaRoyeh. When the other mitzvah, you can't do the mitzvah, you don't make a bracha. But in Hanukkah, if a person is in a situation where he can't be malik in Hanukkah, let's say he's on a boat, but he can see him far, and there was Hanukkah, there's a special bracha, the Gemara says, right? Make a bracha just for seeing. Why punk by Hanukkah? Because it's all about seeing the light. So, that's why we make a, okay. Now some people say, that why do we eat donuts? Because the jelly inside is Oyel Agonus.
I think
about
girls who are getting most reasons.
The what?
Girls are all. Why do you ask about Hanukkah?
Because the Hanukkah is all about seeing. It's about seeing the light. You just sit there staring and he just wanted to be next to the light, which would help him to do Chazara on the thing. And that's obviously also the Midah Keneged Midah that the Gemara says in Shabbos, that a person is being careful about Meir, what are you going to get? Bonim, Tamidu Chachomim. That's Midah Keneged Midah. As Rashi says over there, because Neir Mitzvah, with Torah Oyer, on the day Neir Mitzvah of Hanukkah, you get the Oyer Torah. Still have time? Yeah. Anyone who needs to leave, please. There's a famous Gemara which no one knows. The people know what it says, but it's not that it's a Gemara. Omar Abai, Gemara says in Sukkah, Loi Pocho is Almo, the world never has less than Tlosin Vishito Tzadiki, the Mekable Apushino, Bechol Yoy. The world never contains less than 36 Tzadikim who see Vishino every single day. Don't tell anyone, I'm number 35. So each one of them sees Shechina, which means he sees a little bit of Oyel Agonus every single time. And again, we have the number 36. Because everyone has that one little thing of Oyel Agonus. Or, someone explain it, the Tfilot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu also lights candles. Now what are the candles of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Neir Hashem, Nishmas Odom. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu lights the candles. Which candles does he light, the 36 candles? The 36 traditions. Which have the Shechina. Some say it like this. The Kaba Yosho writes that the Mashal himself, ever heard of the Mashal? And the Gedoyle Achroinim, he wrote a sefer, his magnus opum is the Yamshel Shloimeh. If you look in the Hakdom of the Yamshel Shloimeh, the last line, the last little paragraph, he writes like this. Pam echot bo leyodi al dei neir shel mitzvot. One time I had some good thing happening to me, as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was showing me as common that I'm doing good, and it's koyach and he strengthened me mirokia. And the lights were open to me. That's what he writes. It doesn't say exactly what happened. So the Kaba Yosha said that he heard from his Rebbe of Kabbalah, that what happened was that the Mashal was learning and he was writing his thing, and the candle was getting very small, and it would have had for another few minutes, and somehow it burned for another 3 or 4 hours. That's what the Mashal has. He had this thing that the neighbors can help him for the mitzvah. And we'll finish off. And obviously we need to use these days for Limud HaTorah. Now the Bnei Sosko is one of these from Hanukkah. He writes that the Yetzirah knows that Torah learning of Hanukkah is very important. So we created card games. We used to play card games. It says, how much card does a card game have? You probably know the card game has about something 50 or something. 52. Huh? 52. He talks about a card game of how much? 36. I thought, So I looked it up on Google, and Google says the most popular card game in the 16th century in Europe was piquet, played with a 36 card deck. Wikipedia, you can look it up yourself.
Sachsenreich.
Oh, see. So he says that the Romazet, instead of the 36, the Sultan came up with an antidote, and he says Carlton is Gematria Sultan. Okay. By the Minhogim of the Chasam Sofer, he writes, "Sha'atzaz ayetzo hore la'fria esa'om me'aboides Hashem u'mitamotero b'chanuko, asher tiknu lonu chazal lohedus u'lahalim, v'alimud hu inyan godol b'zman hazeh, ki oz nimsu soido is ha'toro l'moshe Rabbeinu olav ha'sholem." So it's gewaldige inyan, and "Sha'atzaz ayetzo hore" is to disperse. You know, in the yeshivas, they say, when you start the Gemara, on the first Gemara, on Chanukah, where does it start? Tana Rabbono. My Chanukah, Tana Rabbono, and then the so they say in the yeshivas, my Chanukah, what's Chanukah all about? The Tana Rabbono, just mine. That's how they. In any case, the Shloa Kodesh writes like this: "Techachas Musa lachanuku yachshev sheikro nitkan lohidus el halo shemizborach al ki ayivonim choshbu levatel teiro mitzvus. In kein ayomim akdoishem ahele ruim beyoisel asmodas hatoiro mivishar ayomim ki atoyim tamatoyo kineged kulon." Uba benisein ho rabim roi vo'el. This is the way the Shloa Kodesh. We're talking about a good few hundred years ago, before the Gro Chanukah party. Roi vo'elom noegim behem bitul toiro vohoyuchim achar ahevel. Now listen to this. Umash Rabbeinu Hakadmonim posku yeshiva bayomim ahein. They did stop the yeshiva. There's no shiur on Sunday and Wednesday. Also, bishvil hanaorim, for the lads, sheyachzuru veyachzuru al Talmudon. He says twice. They should chazor and chazor. Mashelomdu sheyishogu b'fiyin. That's the. There was a break on the shiur, so the yachzuru veyachzuru. But alkein hashemei yishma v'yisrael bayomim ahein. And by the way, you have to remember that the Goyen says you want to get to Ner Agonus, the famous Goyen Chafetz Chaim writes, "Kol rega v'rega shadim choistim piv zoichel Ner Agonus she'ein kol malach ubrio yicholim l'shaya." So if you can't learn, at least don't talk any lashon hara. Okay, yeah, we have another 2 minutes, so we'll finish off like this. We finish off like this about the Mashiach, right? You have to get to Mashiach in the end. We say every morning in davening, we start Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Yotzer Oil Voi Rechoi Shechoi Shechoi. Then we finish off. Oil Chodosh Al Tzion Toi, a new light should light on Tzion. Benizke Chulonu Mehero Lo'iro. Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer Amoris. Now you're all familiar that in Hilchos Brochos, the beginning of the bracha and the end of the bracha and the chasimah has to be the same. Right, like we say, "Zom nes oilam kula betuvoi." We finish off, "Amazing moichem mozo in the chav beizah shabro." Ruch atoshem, "Zom nes akol." It has to be the same thing. Now here it's not. We start off, "Yoytzer oir boir choishe." The Kodesh Baruch Hu made the luminaries. Ruch atoshem, "Yoytzer amoir ois." But we finish off, "Pull it, oir chodosh al tzion toir min nizke chelona meir al oir." That's the oir of Mashiach. That's not me'en apsicha. So the two brings the Noagu b'Ashkenaz lachtem like this. But Rashi says you shouldn't do it because it's talking about Eireh Ha'asit and Eimei Nechasimo. Right? So that's not the right thing. So he brings from his father the Rosh and the Tshuva. That is Eimei Nechasimo Psicho. Because Yoytzer Oyer, what is the Yoytzer Oyer we're talking about? We're not talking about the Yoytzer Oyer of the Shemesh. We're talking about the Oyer Shabbat HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Sheishis Mebreishis. And the Oyer Olim Kedai Lishtamish Boi. V'Gonzer L'Tzadikim L'Oset Lovoi. V'Oyer Zvar Oyer Zenema V'Olchu Goyim L'Oyer. And that's what we say. Oyer Chodosh Atzim Toyer means the Oyer of the Sheishis Mebreishis. The Oyer of the Oyer HaGonus. Which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving him Chadish to us. That's what we are asking back, which is the same thing. And that's why Eichodesh Al Tzion Toir is Gematria Toiro. Okay? And the Gemara it says in Brochus that the Nevi'im have Nevu'ahs, all kinds of beautiful things which are going to happen to Klal Yisroel. That's all for Yemois HaMashiach. But in Olam Habo, Ayin Lo Yiraso Elokim Shul Asechah, we worked on this. Ayin Lo Yiraso Elokim Shul Asechah. No eye could see such a thing. No, it's indescribable. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what's going to be the Osset Lo'ilam Abba. What's the end of the Pasuk? Yase Lemechake Lo'i. He's going to do that to the person who is looking forward to the Lo'i, to the Lamed Vav, which is the Torah of the Rav HaGonus. and we should be zoche to Moshiach. Madlikim Shmoinas Yimei Chanukah is Rosh Tevus Moshiach Memheru Yemeinu. Amen. Yes.
When you mentioned